I felt honored, humbled at the same time, but also I was so happy to see where I come from, a country like South Sudan, whereby women, live with all this stigma, stereotype, and their ability to contribute into positive changes always being doubted, made me feel like the South Sudanese women have a space and they're being recognized globally. And I felt like it can just set the record, and it's just an inspiration for so many young people, especially young South Sudanese women who are coming up, to know that, there is always a way and it's always possible. And whatever that you do, you can always be recognized for it.
Talking about being a peace activist, a human rights defender, what have you been doing for which you are being recognized?
I'm being recognized for my peace building work initiatives with Assistance Mission for Africa, and that's a regional-based organization in East Africa with its headquarters in South Sudan. I have been leading the gender department, and I have been implementing a project called the National Action Plan for the UN Security Council 1325 on Women, Peace and Security. And most of my work has been involving around mentorship, around awareness raising, and around also women inclusion in decision-making processes. I have been involved with different women leaders and also with policymakers who can make things happen. But above all, I have been working with important groups, and these are survivors of sexual gender-based violence, around 120 women, and we call them the Beam of Hope. And these are women who lost everything, including also their dignity, because how rape is being identified as something that nobody wants to get associated with in South Sudan. These women working with them gave me inspiration. So I'm being recognized for the efforts that I made, including these women making their stories being heard and also linking them to different service providers, creating safe space for them, creating for them source of livelihood through different donors and different funders. And not only that, women in the traditional courts have been recognized, and currently we have women leaders who are sitting in the traditional courts as part of the chiefs.
What responses have you been getting from those who have benefited from the work that you've been doing?
One impact that I can say is that women in the traditional courts, they have been attesting and talking about how more survivors of sexual gender-based violence are coming out and reporting cases. And they kept saying that we feel safe enough when we report to a woman because we know that we are not going to be stigmatized, and we know that our case is going to be taken seriously because that's a woman like us. She can understand our grievances and she can walk in our shoes. Another impact as well is that the Beam of Hope survivors, they wanted created an advocacy group among themselves, and the advocacy group women are women who are going within the neighborhood, is spreading the word of peace, and on top of that, encouraging survivors to come out and report cases. And for me, that is the sustainability aspect that I have been looking for it. And I felt like the work that we have been doing, it wasn't a hit and run, but it's a work that the community has taken upon itself, and it's going to continue for generations.
What do you see your organization achieving or accomplishing within the next 5 to 10 years?
What I can say is that from the next 5 to 10 years, Assistant Mission for Africa is going to achieve seeing women in key decision-making processes, women sitting in the table where people say that women should not belong into these tables, because I have already seen how the gatekeepers, and these are the men and the boys, have been engaged in the process of the women peace and security, and how they have understood the importance of having women in decision-making processes, tables, and having women on board. Not only that, I'm seeing that in the future, it's going to achieve seeing survivors getting justice, and not only at the South Sudan level, but also at the international level. And it will be encouraging more women, and especially young girls, for mentorship programs for them to come out and to be leaders.